Hey, Dr. Leung, the clinic profession last name is SUBIA, again, SUBIA. First name is Mark, M-A-R-K. Date of visit is March 14, 2023. Next, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first of. It was 1981, coming in Germany, first of. Patient was doing a maneuver for explosives, first of. Suddenly, a steel plate fell at the observation hatch, first up. The steel plate was 5,000 pounds, first up. It fell onto his head, he fell onto the top of his head, first up. He instantly lost the consciousness, first up. And then he fell to the ground, first up. He was out of consciousness for 5 minutes, first up. He was taken to the medical, first up. He required stitches on top of the head, first up. When he woke up, a coma patient was severely headache, painful, first up. Patient has disorientation and confusion, first up. A patient tells me that he does not remember much for the rest of that day. First up, an extra paragraph. Since the incident, the conversation is significant headache and neck pain. First up, a patient tells me that he has headache on a consistent basis. First up, a patient has headache in a fan-like distribution. First up, a patient tells me they require his ibuprofen every single day to help the headache. First up, he also has significant neck pain. First up, a patient also has memory deficits. First up, his memory is not as good as previously. First up, a patient has short-term memory deficits. And next paragraph, a patient is currently a bus driver. First up, a patient tells me he used to be a truck driver. First up, and he's not able to do truck driving anymore because of the severe headache and neck pain. First up, a patient tells me that the truck driver was a much better paying job. First up, so you have to let go of the better paying job, and now he's just a bus driver, according to the patient. First up, a patient has severe neck pain. It is affecting him to drive. First up, the headache is also affecting him to concentrate. It's affecting his concentration when he's driving. For some patients, difficulty with focus when he's driving. For some patients, whatever. It is my opinion that he has sustained traumatic brain injury. For example, in 1981 in Germany, a heavy metal plate. A steel plate, about 5,000 pounds, fell and hit the top of the head. First up, a patient, immediate loss of consciousness. First up, patient had bleeding from the scalp. First up, patient required stitches. First up, patient was out of consciousness for 5 minutes. First up, patient woke up with confusion, disorientation, and severe head pain. Since the incident, patient has severe neck pain and headache almost on a daily basis. First up, patient also significant cognitive memory deficits. On the MoCA examination, patient missed all five on the delayed recall. First up, it is my opinion that he has sustained a traumatic brain injury. The loss of consciousness, followed by severe headaches, confusion, disorientation, and now the memory deficit, with the full delay recall, these all signs and symptoms suggesting a traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a clinical presentation.